Hello, everybody. This is Zookas, and I am going to be doing a playthrough of Manamon. And I thought what I would do with is kind of explain a little bit about how I play the game. Because some of the strategies that I use are not ones that the game itself shows you how to do. And so I thought that I would explain that a little bit because I'm not going to demonstrate every single thing in here. I'm not going to let you listen to all the scenes and the plots because you can do all that on your own. My goal is to show you how to get through the mazes, show you where all the items are hidden or not, and show you how to basically win in the battles. And so I've done a lot of kind of messing around with this, and Jade's guide is a huge help in terms of navigation and picking up items and stuff like that. But battling and figuring out what party of Manamon work for you is pretty much your decision. There are some good and some bad ones to use. Some are busted. Some are not. Some have better moves than others. The important thing to realize is that certain Manamon will inflict certain amounts of damage to other Manamon based on their type. For example, the easiest example is plant Manamon are not weak to water. However, water Manamon are weak to plant. So, a plant Manamon can wipe out a water type in maybe one or two hits, depending on the levels. And a water type, it might take three or four to wipe him out, if he can do it at all, if he can survive that long, because the water one will probably wipe him out first. Or the plant one, excuse me. By the way, I should say, all these files, I'm not going to edit them, and, you know, there won't be perfect edits, there'll be mistakes that I'll make, but I don't have time for all of that, so that's just kind of what you get. So, if you're okay with that, then continue. There's a few things that I do, like I said, that are not something that the game necessarily shows you how to do. There are ways to eventually do the things that I do, mostly, but I just do them early. So the best thing you can do is as soon as trading becomes available after that first stadium is do either some self-trading, or if you have a friend who will trade with you, which Manamon is kind of a dead game in terms of development, so there aren't a whole lot of activities going on for trading and all that. So if you can possibly trade with yourself, you can collect a party with six Manamon that have EXP pals. EXP pals, in case you don't know, a Manamon will gain experience points even if it's not in the battle, even if it's not fighting. It doesn't gain as many. I don't know what the percentage is. I've tried to figure it out, but I can't seem to figure out what the percentage is of experience that a non-participant gets versus a fighter participant. I don't know what the answer to that is. But if you do that, you will be able to level up your creatures and keep them about the same levels, relatively, because you want to keep your team within probably 4 to 5 levels of each other, because if you want to kind of be prepared for all types. If, for example, the fifth stadium is all magic types, well, magic types are weak to pretty much most, like, ice, water, plant, earth, all of those kind of physical elements. So if you walk into a magic stadium and you have all, like, magic creatures or something, or dragons, for instance, you're not going to do so hot because dragons are weak to magic. So the best thing to do is to be prepared, and I'll try to help with that. Some people choose to try different Manamon throughout the game. I personally prefer to get my party traded right after the first stadium, and then I use them throughout the whole game. Because the party that I've found that works the best for me out of after playing around with them is, to me, has always set me up for success. There is a huge boss, as many of you know, in Shadow Kingdom, much later in the game, where you will need an ice type and a magic type for sure. So getting them prepared and leveled up to, mine usually get to about level 60 by the time they get to that fight, will 9 times out of 10 will let you win that fight, and the boss will just pretty much keel over in 5 or 6 hits. So that's what I like to do. Ow,
That's five fifty
sorry.
point five.
So that's what I like to do to kind of prepare. Now, I'm not going to show how to complete a Manipedia. Maybe I'll demonstrate how the trade works. It's possible to trade with yourself if you have one computer. There's a possible way to do it. It's much easier to do it if you have two computers. And I have two computers, so I'm able to do it. It just makes it easier to do it that way. There is a way to do it if you only have one computer. It's a pain and it doesn't always work because you have to terminate a certain process that makes the game think that there's only one instance. Manamon only allows you to run one instance at a time, and so if you terminate this one process, then you can run two instances at a time and you can usually trade with yourself. Sometimes it doesn't work because the file that you're trying to trade from a lot of times will say it's corrupt. So I trade with myself and I capture basically a bunch of low-level Manamon, and then I trade with a save file that I have, and that gets me my complete Manipedia. But I'm not going to show that in here. I'm not going to show the post game stuff because there's no navigation really involved, except for I might show the chamber of I might show the chamber where you can capture Ziognios, because you have to do a stone puzzle. I might show that one. But like capturing Erodium and stuff, you're just going through Shadow Kingdom again. You've done it once, you can do it again. The stadiums that are higher levels with different stadium leaders, I'm not going to show those because, quite frankly, they're very tough fights, and your team won't be leveled up enough by the end of the game to even do them. You're going to have to do some serious leveling up with herbs. Which, by the way, when you trade creatures, they can hold one item and one piece of equipment. So what I have done is I collected level up herbs from a bunch of games and I traded them. I have like 150 level up herbs or something like that. EXP pals can be won in the arcade. So can the herbs, so can life tonics at considerable annoyance. You can do it. It's possible to do it, but you can't win EXP pals till after the fifth stadium. So if you want to level everybody up, it's going to be tougher to do it that way. So like I said, these aren't conventional strategies. They're ones that I have kind of created myself. And I basically save a file that is a copy of all the things I want to trade with, and then when I make a new file, then I start trading and I keep that copy so that I can use it every time I play the game. So I'll put the trade copy on the one computer and I'll do all my trading. That copy will get modified just because it does. But I've copied it to that computer. I haven't cut it. So I still have the original trade file. So then when I want to play the game again, I can just trade again. The game doesn't like you to trade back and forth. Like once you've given one file a creature, it doesn't necessarily like you to trade it back. It'll say it's been hacked or something. But if you have, new files, it won't do it. It'll let you trade. If you have a new game file that you're playing, you can use that trade file as many times as you want. So I'm not going to show necessarily how to capture a bunch of Manamon and how to do all that, because that's something you guys can figure out. Jade's guide does a fairly good job, and it's fairly accurate, of telling you where Manamon are available and where you can catch them. Once you get to Brightwater City, you'll be able to breed Manamon. So if, like, Mutmo, for instance, you can only get by talking to this dude in this house, and he'll say, like, he'll want you to show him 10 different Manamon. And once you've shown them to him, he'll give you this Mutmo. Now, Mutmo can transform 3 different times. So you have to breed him 3 times and have 4, you know, 3 different Mutmos to transform them. The transformations are generally underwhelming, so basically it's just to complete the Manipedia, which, again, I'm not going to show because you guys can do that yourselves, and you guys can talk about, you know, and I'm happy to talk about where to find certain creatures, how to get them, whatever. I'm just not going to show it in the playthrough. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start a new game. And I'm going to go through, and then I'm going to not do the trading process, but I will have my party in the second episode, or in the third, yeah, second episode of this. Because just the trading is just, it's pretty self-explanatory, really. If somebody really wants me to demonstrate it, I will. But like I said, I have the files with these creatures that I want. So the only way to obtain certain Manamon early in the game is to do some trading. There are certain Manamon you can only get by trading. There are certain Manamon that if the levels are too high, they won't let you use them until certain points in the game. But, you know, I trade mine. They're like level 15 or something like that. And the first stadium leader has a level 15 creature, so, you know, but if you try to get like a level 40 or something, it won't work. So I realize this is kind of all over the place. This is kind of rambling so far. Hopefully it'll make a lot more sense once we play. And I'm just checking how much time I've done here. I don't want to drag this on too long. How things will make sense once we start playing. I'll try to tell you, like, what pieces of equipment and stuff are good. I have every piece of equipment because I have that trade file, and I put equipment in all the Manamon's hands so that I can have them. There are certain pieces of equipment that are great. There are certain ones that aren't, and the reason they aren't is because they have penalties to them. For instance, a nature suit, a plant Manamon can use it, but he suffers like 25 more damage from flame Manamon or something like that. The game does a decent job of describing what each piece of equipment is, so we'll probably just let the game speak for itself on that. But like I said, my main goal is to show you how to navigate the mazes and basically show you how I win the game. And that's what I intend to do. Any other kinds of questions and stuff you can ask me, I will definitely answer. Again, Jade's guide does a very good job. I have updated, modified it a little bit, but I didn't want to put it up because I don't want to step on his toes. But he has a very good guide that is pretty accurate in terms of how to navigate, and his guide tells you what Manamon you'll be fighting in every instance, so you can kind of get prepared. You know, so if the guy sends out a water type and your water type is in the lead, you're not going to have a very productive battle, so you can get prepared with your plant type and just wipe him out, right? So it makes it pretty easy to do. Makes it, you know, it might, some people would say, oh, that's not very fun, you're taking away the fun. Well, that may be, but that's how I like to play the game, and so I am going to wrap this up. It's been about 15 minutes. I'm going to wrap this one up, and episode 1, I will play to the first stadium.